St. Martin de Porres is really a first-class parish. They even give you water to drink if you need it. The Feast of the Epiphany is actually older than the Feast of Christmas. Epiphany, as far as we can ascertain, goes back to about the beginning of the 4th century, the 300s, beginning in Egypt, in Alexandria. And much for the same reasons as Christmas, it was to offset a pagan feast of the sun. As Christianity was growing and growing, and very soon would become promoted by the Emperor Constantine, it was necessary for the church to, in a sense, baptize culture. And so these long dominant pagan feasts began to be replaced by Christian feasts. Especially after St. Helena, Constantine's mother, had gone to the Holy Land, discovered the true cross, was shown the holy places, and Christians began to have a sense of their own history and their connection to specific places in the life of Jesus. In the Eastern Christian churches, in the Orthodox Church, and in the Eastern Catholic churches, in communion with Rome, Epiphany is actually a more important feast than Christmas, still. In the Gospels that we use in the Eastern churches for Epiphany, rather than the Magi, we use the baptism of the Lord. But again, the meaning is the same. It is the great theophany, the great disclosure of God to his people. But what we must remember always when we look at the scriptures and we look at our feasts, we must remember to try to encounter them in some way in which the first Christians did. And of course, that's always connected to the apostolic preaching. And the heart of the apostolic preaching is what? The cross. The cross, the death, and the resurrection of the Lord. Remember that it is in his death and resurrection that the apostles came to understand whom Jesus was. And it is from there that everything else has its context. His birth, the visitation of the Magi, his baptism, his 3 years of preaching ministry, everything else only makes sense from the Holy Cross and from the resurrection. Because that is where Jesus reveals to us who God is and who he is. In the feast of this Epiphany, this great self-disclosure of God, Jesus reveals to us that God is the God of love. Now, as human beings, when we think about love, you know, it gets caught up in all our emotional and psychological self. Love is feeling for us. Love is being moved. Love is excitement. All the things that remind us of our humanity, if you will. And yet, in God, it's more than that. Jesus reveals to us that the very being of God is love. The very being of God is love. That is, that God from all eternity, in his nature, is perfect communion. Remember what St. Paul says today to the Ephesians. And always listen very carefully to the readings from Paul, because remember, they are the oldest readings we have in the New Testament. Paul's readings are from 1 Thessalonians about 42 AD and onward, before the Gospels are written. So when we hear Paul and his proclamation of the gospel, we are getting the closest glimpse that we can of the earliest church. And Paul says today what? That Jesus reveals that God's salvation is not only for the Jew, but also for the Gentile. That God loves all his creation. He laid the foundations through a chosen people by teaching them ethical monotheism, how to be ethical as God is ethical, how to be moral as the one God is moral, by the law and the prophets and the priesthood and the temple and the monarchy. But God's eternal intention is not just to save the ones he chose to reveal himself to through law and prophets, but to save all men and all women. And St. Paul tells us, salvation is all for the Gentiles. Also for the Gentiles. And remember, this is coming from the mouth of Paul, who had been a Pharisee, who had been present at the stoning of Stephen, the first martyr. If you do not think that God can change lives and change hearts, just reflect upon St. Paul. Why? Because he says what? Jesus revealed himself to him. On that road to Damascus, he encountered the risen Lord. He encountered the truth about God. And it forever changed his life. In the Epiphany, we remember that the cross of Jesus and his resurrection forever changes our lives. That we too are called to salvation. That God reveals to himself that he is the God of love. That God is not an isolated God. You know, if religion was just about reason, I think a lot of people today lose their faith because they want to see religion as just another philosophy, just another science, just an endeavor of human reason. Well, the ancients figured out that there was one God. Aristotle said there's only one God. He called God the unmoved mover. He said, and you know what God does for all eternity? He thinks about himself. Because if he didn't think about himself, he wouldn't be thinking about perfection, and then he'd cease to be God. That's not the God of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ reveals to us that God from all eternity is perfect communion, the Father, who eternally reveals himself in his word, who eternally shares his energy in the Holy Spirit. God is an eternal communion. God is a perfect communion. And therefore, the very nature of God is love. And Jesus reveals this love to us when he takes our sins to the cross. Scripture says, he who knew no sin became sin for us. That is, he who had no reason to die died for us. but he is the one who is eternally loved by his Father. And just as he takes our sinfulness to the cross, he takes our being to the love of the Father. And just by the power of the Holy Spirit, as Scripture says, Jesus rose from the dead. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you and I will rise from the dead. That is the love of God. That is the nature of God. That is what is revealed to us today in this feast of the Epiphany. May God, who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light, pour out in kindness his blessings upon you and make your hearts firm in faith, hope, and charity. Amen. And since in all confidence you follow Christ, who today appeared in the world as a light shining in darkness, may God make you too a light for your brothers and sisters. And so when your pilgrimage is ended, may you come to him whom the Magi sought as they followed the star, and whom they found with great joy, the light from light, who is Christ the Lord. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in peace. Amen.